The sun shines bright as it moves across my face. I feel the light and everything is in its place. I woke up feeling great. Today was made for me. And life is good the way it should, the way it was meant to be. And it's a beautiful day.
Hi guys, how you doing? I am Waleed and I'm gonna teach you English in daily conversations. This podcast is for intermediate level. In today's podcast, James is introducing his friend to Professor Austin. I'm really excited to start this podcast. So, what are we waiting for? Let's dive in. Okay, guys, first of all, let's listen to the conversation between James, Professor Austin, and Emma.
Good morning, Professor Austin. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm great, thank you. This is my friend Emma. She is thinking about applying to this college. She has a few questions. Would you mind telling us about the process, please?
Hello, Emma. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm more than happy to speak with you. Please, stop by my office next week.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Professor. Thank you so much for helping us.
Don't mention it. Hopefully, I will be able to answer your questions.
So guys, for starting any conversation, we usually say hello or hi. The greetings, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening are usually used at different times of the day to greet people. Good evening is often used after 6 p.m. or generally when the sun has set. But keep in mind that good night is not used for saying hello or greetings. It is used for saying goodbye or leaving group of people. Now let's listen to James how he greets Professor Austin.
Good morning, Professor Austin.
After saying hello, we can greet each other by, how are you? How are you? Or, how are you doing? How are you doing? Well, in informal situations, we can change are you in how are you doing to yeah, so we have how ya doing. American people generally don't pronounce G in ing, so we can say how ya doing. So American people pronounce it like how ya doing, how ya doing. Yeah, guys, I think, you know, how ya doing, it reminds you of Joey in Friends series. You know, I love this series, it's really funny, and I watch it, you know, in my free time. So we can say, how ya doing? How ya doing? So let's listen to this part of the conversation. James is greeting Professor Austin.
How are you doing?
For answering greetings, we can say, I am doing well. I am doing well. Pretty good. Pretty good. Great. Great. Now let's listen to Professor Austin answering James' greetings.
Good morning, Professor Austin. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm doing well.
We can use and you at the end when we answer people's greetings. And instead of and you, we can say how about you? How about you? Now let's listen to this part. James greeting Professor Austin, and Professor Austin is answering James' greetings like this.
Good morning, Professor Austin. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm great, thank you.
After greeting, James is introducing his girlfriend to Professor Austin. Let's listen to this part.
This is my friend Emma.
After introducing Emma to Professor Austin, James said,
she is thinking about applying to this college. She has a few questions.
Emma is thinking about applying to this college and she has a few questions. When you apply for studying in a college, it means you should write a formal request to study there.
Would you mind telling us about the process, please?
So here James made a formal and polite request and asked Professor Austin to help Emma with the process of applying to that college. A process is the steps of doing something. Would you mind telling us about the process, please? You can make a polite request by using would you mind. Would you mind? But keep in mind, guys, that after would you mind, we should use a gerund or ing form. For example, would you mind helping me with my homework? Or would you mind giving me a ride to the university? When people meet in the United States, it is customary, it is typical, it is usual for them to shake hands. A shake hands should be firm and usually lasts for about 2 or 3 seconds, which allows enough time to say nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. When you want to tell someone that you are happy to meet them, you can say nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Or you can say it's a pleasure to meet you. It's a pleasure to meet you. Or there's another formal way to say that. You can say I'm more than happy to speak with you. Or I'm more than happy to meet you. Now let's listen to this part of the conversation.
Hello, Emma. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm more than happy to speak with you.
Well, Professor Austin accepted to tell Emma how to apply to that college by saying,
please stop by my office next week.
Please stop by my office next week. And he means that you can come next week and we can talk about how to apply to this college. When you want to show appreciation for something, you can say, thank you so much for helping. Thank you so much for helping. That means a lot to me. That means a lot to me. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate your help. I really appreciate your help. Thanks a million. Thanks a million. Thanks a bunch. Thanks a bunch. I don't know how to thank you. I don't know how to thank you. Okay, guys, now let's listen to this part of the conversation and see how Emma showed her appreciation to Professor Austin.
Thank you so much for helping us.
For acknowledging thanks, you can say, don't mention it. Don't mention it. Which is another way of saying, you're welcome. You're welcome. The phrase you are welcome or you're welcome is more formal. However, responses such as don't mention it, no problem, happy to help are more informal ways of responding to a thank you. Okay, guys, now let's listen to this part of the conversation and see how Professor Austin answered Emma's thank you.
Thank you so much for helping us.
Don't mention it.
Well, Professor Austin, after saying don't mention it, he said,
hopefully, I will be able to answer your questions.
Hopefully, I will be able to answer your questions. Hopefully, I will be able to answer your questions. Hopefully is an adverb, and it means I hope. So here, Professor Austin's, he hopes to answer Emma's questions. So he said, I will be able to means I can. So hopefully, I hope I will be able to, I can. I hope I can answer your questions. Using hopefully I will be able to answer your questions is a formal way telling someone that you hope you can answer someone's, for example, questions.
Good morning, Professor Austin. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm great, thank you. This is my friend Emma. She is thinking about applying to this college. She has a few questions. Would you mind telling us about the process, please?
Hello, Emma. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm more than happy to speak with you. Please, stop by my office next week.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Professor. Thank you so much for helping us.
Don't mention it. Hopefully, I will be able to answer your questions.
Okay, guys, this is the end of today's podcast. In today's podcast, you learn how to greet people formally and how to introduce someone. And of course, you learn how to make polite requests by "Would you mind?" So guys, tune in for the next podcast. And don't forget to follow my Instagram page. My Instagram page is English with Waleed. English with Waleed. So, take care, guys.
The sun shines bright as it moves across my face. I feel the light, and everything is in its place. Oh, I woke up feeling great. Today was made for me, and life is good the way it should, the way